Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 5, Golden Wind, from David Productions, and it's streaming on Crunchyroll.
So, we finished Part 4, and I think a good question is, like at the end of any JoJo's, where do we go from here? And I think the answer is always interesting with JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And we finished the tale of some goofadoops taking on a serial killer in Moria. And instead, we switch over to Italy, of all places. And we get a very unusual JoJo. Because I think another interesting question is, all right, where do we go with the bloodline from here?
Well, I think something that I find interesting just at the very beginning of this JoJo, and as a reminder, I've not read the manga. Al has read all the manga, so he knows, you know, where it's all going or whatever. But this is the first time where we haven't had a time skip. We haven't gone to, you know, oh, and now a new generation is older or something like that, where that's how all the other parts, that's where they go. So this one is kind of not just after, but quite recently after the events of Part 4. So, like, those things are still fresh. The world is about the same, you know, like, it's the current world or whatever.
So, I mean, we even have a link in the first episode. We see one of the characters from Part 4 in Part 5, and they're only, like, a year older.
Yeah. So I thought that was very interesting that it didn't do that. And then, of course, you know, watching it, that, this guy, you know, is JoJo. But you're sitting there going, but how is he JoJo? Who? Okay, we know you're the main character. You have to be a JoJo. But how exactly does that work? And it becomes immediately clear, right? By the time episode one is over, you at least know whose kid he is. Or how he is a JoJo, I guess.
Even
if it doesn't fully make sense to you and you don't know all of the, like, details,
especially why he has that particular picture in his wallet.
That was my favorite part by far. I loved that. Thank you, animators, for doing something so ridiculous.
Because it wasn't who it was. It was who it was and what pose they're like, yeah, this is the picture I'll give out to people.
And also, just, how does he even have that picture? How did he get it in the first place? It's just a total mystery. And but that's like kind of a fun, all right, how's this work? You know, that's really fun to try to figure out.
So we start off and we are in a pretty, while it is pleasant on the outside, a pretty crime-ridden part of Italy. And there is a small-time hustler named Giorno, who is a decent guy, but
decent-ish.
Yeah, but he's also definitely got a hustle going on. He won't hurt people, but he'll definitely steal some money from them.
Continuing the tradition of delinquents.
You know,
he's nice to kids and he's nice to women, so.
But he'll also take advantage of both of them if the needs be the needs. And also, being a JoJo, he quickly gets into trouble and by the end of the episode is wrapped up in the tales of several stand users.
Because we kind of, I don't remember exactly in which part they mention this, but, you know, stand users sort of attract, somehow there's sort of a, almost like a supernatural pull of stand users towards one another. And so they end up running into each other kind of by fate, as fate would have it. And I gotta say, so of the stands that we have seen, we've only seen a couple, but they seem really complicated. As someone who, even in all, like, in all shonen things, where there's the names of powers and how they work, I'm not real good at fully, like, paying attention to that stuff and then grasping all of the details of those things. But I think in particular, at least right now, the way that Golden Wind and whatever that freaking crazy one is at the end of the episode, I'm like, there's like 10 moving parts to the way that this stand works. It's not just a punchy punch stand. Or like, it's not just a time stop stand.
So two things before we move on. Number one, this part is notorious for having some of the weirdest, most complicated, most unintuitive stands. There's also one or two bad ones in Stone Ocean, which is the next arc. He realizes maybe he gets a little too weird and he goes back to more normal stands in the next two parts. But yeah, no, there are some infamously weird stands in this arc.
And right out of the gate, I think, at least, unless they get even weirder. But
and two, just the two stands, you called it Golden Wind. And I'm like, wait, Kate, accident, it's Golden Experience. I'm like, oh, no, right, yeah, this is also a name change a lot. Because the other guy, his stand is called Sticky Fingers, but they change it because that's a very famous Rolling Stones album. And also, I think you get a little more of how the stand works immediately with its new Crunchyroll, hopefully not copyright infringing name. I forgot what it is, but yeah, so it'll be interesting.
I remember what it is, but I'm not going to say it because it just spoils the surprise.
Yeah, no, that's, I was like, I could ask you, but yeah, let's keep that.
And tell them what Golden Wind, or you said Golden Experience, but for those who don't know what that is a reference to.
So it's a reference to a Prince song and also a Prince album, one of his most famous albums. And Prince, when he was live, was always very eccentric guy, and who he'd be litigious to and who he wouldn't be seemed very whim-based. And he's also very famous for his songs being up there with like Beatles songs and Michael Jackson's as extremely expensive to license. So they were clearly staying away. Like, let us stay far away from getting, a litigation from Prince or now Prince's estate.
Yeah, first impressions, I feel like it has a good ridiculous factor. It's got some good crazy expressions. I think it has a little bit of humor. I think it doesn't feel as though it's going to have as much humor as part four, which I really, really enjoyed how funny that one was. And especially because, not that serial killers are funny. I don't know why I was about to be like, but that one had sort of a funny plot. It didn't. But I guess the majority of characters were goofy people, whereas in here, the majority of characters are gang members, so I'm not sure how goofy they'll be.
Plus, I think, like I said when we were reviewing Diamond is Unbreakable, they have interludes where they go away from the serial murder plot or, like, super demon bad guy stand user and let's make money with their stands, or let's go meet this weird alien, or let's go fuck with Rohan because we don't like him.
I miss him. I hope he did get a mention in this episode, so if he could just show up, really, that would be the Kate, that would be a real Kate favor.
And so I think that the last part felt much more like serious mode, wacky mode, serious mode, wacky mode. Whereas this, I think, even from the start, shows you that this is going to be a little more like parts 1 through 3, where there are definitely some wacky moments, especially if you bring in some of the wackier cast members. But it's generally going to be serious with some moments of levity to break up the tension, as opposed to having whole little mini arcs that are nothing but goof-a-doof fun.
So it's hard for me to say what I really think of Giorno at this moment. And knowing kind of what
his, like, background?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. How can I? Like, what are my feelings going to be? I'm really interested to see, because I feel like this might be the most divisive JoJo just because of that alone. So Of course, I'm very excited. This one's going to be 39 episodes. They already announced that, so we know we have, like, a good amount of time to really see all these characters. And, of course, very, very curious to see all the stands now that Al has alluded to them all being super weird.
It's not that they're all super weird. There are a bunch of characters who are pretty standard ones. It's just when they get weird in this part, they get weird.
And it looks like there's probably a lot of characters to meet just from, like, the promo images. So it seems like maybe a bigger cast or maybe more like a part three cast where there's, you know, quite a few people. So I think that'll also be interesting to see because we haven't really met most of them yet.
And I think, once again, this feels very different from the first four parts. It's clear we're building up some kind of gangster crime story. There's more to that even then, but I think you'll enjoy that we get a little bit of a mystery, but that'll take a little while to reveal itself. Technically, we've had hints about it, but you won't fully get to understand that till later on. You know, I think there's some fun parts to be had. Once again, this is the Fujiyoshi favorite section, although Fujiyoshi, like all parts of JoJo's, this is Giller Fujiyoshi fan favorite. And so I think it'll be cool to see that all play out. But before we end, I have one quick question. What did you think of the part four character cameo? We shouldn't spoil it, but what did you think?
I was so surprised. Just not expecting it at all. I was, and pleasantly surprised. Not like, ugh, why are you here? So yeah, I was very excited by it, and I'm very interested to know. It kind of is a little bit like the way part four starts, where, okay, we have some characters sort of looking for this other character, you know, that's from a previous part. So, and so in part four, that person sticks around on the periphery of that story. So I'm wondering, oh, are these characters going to stick around on the periphery of the story? Or, you know, like, how much are they going to be involved in it? Because I just wasn't, yeah, I wasn't even expecting anything, so. Rohan needs to come. He needs to come to Italy to draw things and be inspired. As you can tell, it wasn't Rohan. Otherwise, I'd be really happy right now, extra happy right now. So, yeah, so I'm excited about that too.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @narutakiRT, and @hisuiRT.